Good morning, church.
Good morning, Brother Charles.
Good morning, beloved of the Lord.
Good morning.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Let's get started. Father, we thank you for today. We can be here in church. And Father, I thank you for the breath of life in me once again, that I can stand here on this stage, and that we're going to worship and praise you today, Lord. And if we give the devil a headache in the process of doing so, so much the better. But Father, we just thank you that we have songs to sing here this morning that glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you that we can just have the freedom to gather together here and to sing and just be able to take our time now as we worship you in spirit and in truth. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Make me a fisher of men, I pray. Make me a fisher of men, keep me seeking. Keep me seeking till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen.
It's not an accident that we have that background right there, an oil lamp. We're saying to God, give me, because we need it. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me joy in my heart. Keep me praising. And then give me love in my heart. Keep me serving. Because unless God is constantly filling us, we get empty. And when we get empty, we crash. And it's different for everybody. But give me, Lord, what I need. Give me what I need so that I can keep going. Amen?
Yes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. I have read a fiery gospel written in burnished rose of steel. As you deal with my contender, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since God is marching on. Sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching. Beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. While God is marching.
Amen.
You know what I get out of this song? Something that Pastor John's also going to be talking about today. There are two tracks. There's Satan's track. You know, he's got his thing that he's going, he's pushing. And God also has his thing that he's pushing here. And we can see this in this song. That there are things that have happened, but God is still marching on. That is the truth of this song. God is marching on. It doesn't matter. The circumstances are happening. It doesn't matter. He knows all about it, and there's nothing that surprises him. And when we know that God is in control, we can simply say, oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. He satisfies the longing and he fills the hungry soul. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And the shadow of death. You brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. You brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and healed them. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Psalm 107.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, sometimes we rush into church and we come unprepared. Our next song is going to be Create in Me a Clean Heart. Amen. And there has been many a time where I have come into church, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm just so rushed and everything. We get to singing, and as we sing this song right now, you know, we're talking about what I asked for God that we would do here. At the beginning of the service was that we be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And in order to do the whole in truth part, we cannot have unconfessed sin. So as we're singing this song, if there's anything that's hindering you from worshiping in spirit and in truth, take care of it. Never too late to come back again. Amen. This good song was written by a murderer who was called by God a man after my own heart, not because he was a murderer, but because he repented. Find it in Psalm 51. King David wrote this after Nathan had confronted him and said, "You are that man. You stole another man's wife." And there was a punishment to pay. He fell on his knees He had a year to repent. God gave him a year. The child was born. It takes 9 months. He had a year to repent, and then God simply said, your time is up. I'm going to confront you on this. But you know what? David was not hard-hearted. That when he was confronted, he said, what can I say? My sin is before me. I acknowledge it. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. And that is why God said, he's a man after my own heart.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet. And let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for Thee. Take my silver and my gold. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee.
Thank you, Lord.
When God became a man, locked in time and space, without rank or place, love was God, born of Jewish skin, just a carpenter with some fishermen. Love was when Jesus walked in history, lovingly he brought a new life that's free. Love was God, nailed to bleed and die, to reach and love one such as I. Love was when love that reached to me. Love was God dying for my sin. And so trapped was I, my whole world caved in. Love was when Jesus rose to walk with me. Lovingly he brought a new life that's free. Love was God, only he would try to reach and love one such as I.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, Blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Her soul was bound for hell, but then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Thank you, Jesus.
I really like that second verse. It says, there came a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. In the Bible, it gives us some details about her, that she was with her ninth man, and you think, wow, those have not been eight good relationships before that. Five? I thought it was nine. Well, I stand corrected.
Thank you, Jesus.
Never mind. Her life was ruined and wasted, and her soul was bound for hell. And then she met this man. He told her exactly what she had been doing. And he said, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. Such good words. There is indeed a river.
Worship His Majesty.
Sing that one more time.
Majesty, worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. If Jesus, 'tis now. I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love Thee for wearing the thorns hands on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Thank you.
The Lord was speaking to me today while we were worshiping the Lord. And he says he hates a hardened heart. And we know that he expects us to have a soft heart. And the Israelites had a hardened heart of unbelief. And because of that, they lost their place. They lost their place. And they were scattered on the desert. And so this is an example, a lesson for us not to have a hardened heart. And we know that the way of blessing, the way of progress in the Lord, is to have a soft heart. And that's the only way you can have faith, is to have a heart yielded to the Lord. And this is why David had the victory, King David had the victory, because of his heart yielding to the Lord. And this is what's pleasing to the Lord. And so it is our reasonable service to give ourselves, to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. We cannot be holy and acceptable in our own ability. We know that. We have to die on that cross. Jesus died on the cross and asked that we would follow him. And we cannot do that kind of thing in our own natural self. But we can do it by yielding our heart to him and asking him to work that work in us. And then he will come along and do that miracle. He will come along and make us able to die to our own desires and to replace them with his will in your life.
Create in us, O Lord, a clean heart, a renewed right spirit within us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, a renewed right spirit within us. And uphold us with your free spirit. Then shall we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. We've been encompassed about us by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us therefore set aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Let it take deep root in our hearts, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. Thank you for another day, O Lord, that you have made. Thank you, Lord, for having it your way today. Not our way, but thy way. Let a day the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We want to thank you today for victory. We thank you, Lord, that we give praises to him that called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. We bless you, we thank you, And Lord, we love you. We exalt thee above the heavens, and thy glory is above all the earth. We want to praise you with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and sing praises unto thy name, O most high. Oh, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. We humble ourselves before you this morning. And we surrender all to you, and you will lift us up. We surrender all to you, for we are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we pray, O Lord, use us, send us. Not our will, but thy will be done. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for a move of your Holy Spirit today. Anoint the pastor. He will bring the message to us. Touch him in such a mighty way and let the word come out with power. Give him freedom to preach. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that we're not going to live the same as we came. We bless you, we thank you, and bless you, O Lord, for all things, for everything that you've done in our lives. Lord, you told us to bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that you mean what you say and you say what you mean. And we thank you, Lord, that we are going to give to the work of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we, oh Lord, put this church, Lord, in your hands. We surrender all to you. And we pray, Father, that you bless the finances of this church. And, O Lord, that they will come and come, O Lord, and they will flow. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, more and more. And, Lord, we ask you also that you show us our hearts and line them up with the word of God, we pray today. In the name of Jesus, let nothing hinder, O Lord, your move. In this body of believers, we pray, Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I don't know if there was instruction that went out on this microphone, so I remember that as I was walking up here. I don't usually remember everything, but we're supposed to kind of keep that at our Adam's apple, so they don't want us, you know, chewing on it. So, okay, that's the word on that. Try and keep this right here at the throat. Okay, I'm going to read this psalm, and you've heard me read it many, many times, but I keep thinking it's worth repeating, and it is Psalm 92, starting in verse 12. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted," I want to emphasize that word, "those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age." I'm not in old age yet. I want to clarify that too. "They shall be fat." I am a little fat. "And flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." So, I have something that's going to prove that verse, and it's sitting out in that parking lot, and I'll tell you about it later. And I believe that being planted in the house of the Lord is important. That I listened to a preacher this morning on the way in, and he said, seems like every preacher I listened to a couple of them, they were on the same page. And he said, it was like the missiles that they used in the Gulf War. There was one missile that was used, and it just, you know, they shot it off and it went wherever they shot it. And then there was other missiles that were heat sinking missiles. And then there were laser guided missiles. And he talked about the heat seeking missile. And you know, everyone, and those, he kind of gave the analogy that, well, you know, to the Christian life, well, the heat-seeking missile, you know, it goes, oh, it's hot over here right now. Oh, it's hot over here right now. You know what I mean? But the Bible says that we need to be planted in the house of the Lord. So, planted means stationary. And you'll reap blessings by that. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint also on what I'm talking about, how God's blessed me. It's life-sustaining. And like I said, it's out there in the parking lot. And it has to do with, there's a little hint in Proverbs 31, and there's a little hint in Isaiah 55. Okay? Now, we're going to open for some testimonies. My testimony is God's blessed me in many, many ways. And he's not limited by economy. I heard another preacher say something this morning that really was, that you can wrap your mind around, and is, God is not learning anything. Yeah. He is not learning anything about you or me or anything. He already knows everything. So, any testimonies this morning? Natalia, you're first.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name.
Amen.
Sweet hour prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and up escape the tempted snare by thy return. Sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With Satan has into the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee. Sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear, of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With Satan has into the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee. Sweet hour prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from all Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour prayer.
Amen. Amen. Are you blessed?
Yeah.
Yes, she's blessed. Thank you. Praise God. Natalia is blessed. We're all blessed. Our whole household is blessed, and our family, thank God. A few months ago, there was a big event in around January. They call it the Rose Bowl game, main event. I'm not into football, so excuse me. Anyway, this one man, he got this big screen TV, so he invited all his friends over, and they had the popcorn, peanuts, and beef hot dogs. So anyway, as they were watching it with all the excitement, the TV was flickering a little bit, so, you know, impatiently he went up on the roof and tried to move the antenna to get a little clarification. In the process, this man slipped and he started falling down, and he caught himself on the gutters, and he was hanging on. As he looked down, he says, "Can anybody down there help me?" And everybody was too busy watching television. Then he looked up and he says, "Anybody up there could help me?" And then a voice came and said, "Have faith and let go. Can anybody else help me?" The moral of the story is, be careful what you ask for and who you ask. Amen.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Lois.
It seems like I have too many. I really have so many testimonies, it's hard to decide what to tell you. But I just want to praise the Lord this week. And this sounds kind of mundane, but I lost a whole bunch of stuff in my house, in my apartment. And I try to keep things in order, and I have stacks of things here and stacks of things there that, have to be dealt with in certain order, and that's the kind of order I keep. It's a big mess, but it's an orderly big mess. And so if I move something or change something, heaven help me, because then I can lose it really permanently. And I did that. I was preparing for some new equipment to come in for another job that Charles has asked me to do. So I was moving things and straightening them out, getting rid of stuff. And I lost I had already lost my two check registers for December and January. So I was having trouble balancing my bank statement because I had all those months and I didn't balance because I was still looking for the books. And I had prayed about it and asked the Lord to show me where they were. But I no matter where I looked, no matter what, I didn't find them for months, all these months. So then the other day I was getting ready for that equipment, and I lost three things. And one was, can't think of it. I lost my books for my new cell phone, so I didn't know how to work it. I didn't know how to set it and things. And I lost my address book, which I'd had for 30 years, never lost, never misplaced. And I lost something else. I can't think of it. Anyway, when I went looking for those three things, and I was so desperate, and then I just said, Lord, I don't need to be desperate. I ask you, and you show me where things are all the time, and so I don't have to feel desperate, and I want to take that away and have pure faith that you're going to help me. And so I prayed mostly repenting and asking the Lord to help me change me. And so I went looking for these three items, and I opened a binder that was a zip-up leather binder, and I had looked in that several times and not found anything. And this time, I just lifted it up to close it, and out fell my registers, both of them. And then I just praised the Lord, and I said, Lord, I know now I'm going to find all the other stuff, because this was the oldest one, and now you got that first, and maybe you had made me lose all those things so I'd find these. And now I know I'll find the other things. So just one thing after another clicked into place. And I was talking to the cell phone people on the phone and trying to get some help. And I told the guy I lost my new books, because I remember putting them in a big red envelope. And I went, the big red envelope. That's where they are. So I said, okay, I know where they are now. And so then I went into where I usually kept my 30-year address book, and it was right where it belonged, but it wasn't there before, because I had cleaned that drawer out clear to the wood, and I was, you know, feeling the wood, and there was nothing there. And so that the Lord put that address book in there. I don't know where it was, but he found it and put it in there. So I just praise him for that. And then over Saturday, my grandniece, Christina, came down from Teen Challenge for the whole day yesterday, and I had a chance to swim with her and talk to her for a lot about her brothers and how she was witnessing to them and her dad. And everything's coming into place. The Lord is really using her, and she's just solid with him. And it's just a joy to see that. And then I wanted to call. The reason I was looking for my address book was because I wanted to call my cousin Jean in Massachusetts. I heard that she wasn't too well, and she's the same age as my sister, which is about 82. And so I was really happy to find that. Anyway, I emailed her, and she hadn't answered any of my emails for the last 3 years. And so I just took a chance and emailed her, and lo and behold, she phoned me yesterday morning. And we had a really nice long talk, and I was able to once again witness to her. Two of her three sons are Christians, sincere, dedicated Christians, and yet she and her husband will not receive Jesus. So I've been praying very much for her, because she's, you know, getting up there. So I witnessed to her. She didn't say anything in return. She didn't say anything against it either. She just was very quiet. So she's thinking. And every year I write the end of the year letter and witness to all my family and relatives and friends. And I give them Jesus every time. And that's, so it's going to pay off eventually. And I thank Jesus.
Okay, Irene.
I just want to thank everybody for your prayers about my personal family, my aunt, who left to be with the Lord last Tuesday. And it was just like the Lord leading every step of the way. It was just His peace in the middle of all things and the ability to speak about the Lord with those that were around me and coordinate everything that there would be a witness of the Lord and His presence, even that I don't know how everybody felt personally concerning the relationship with the Lord, but I knew that He was in charge. So it was very, very good. And when this morning Carol spoke about following the Lord and the cross, and as we will crucify with Him, nevertheless we live. But it's not we, but Christ living in us. And the life that we live in this body, we live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and give Himself for us. And one of the ways to live this life is really pray almost every day, Lord, put the guard over my mouth and watch over the opening of my lips. And that the meditation of my heart and the word of my mouth will be acceptable unto You. Because it's so hard sometimes to let our own self take over. So, but God was good and faithful when we pray and He helps us. So we will reap and eat the good fruit of our mouth. Amen. Thank you so much, Bob.
Any other testimonies? Okay, I've got another testimony. I've got a lot of testimonies today. Now, sometimes God answers prayer before you pray it. Did you know that? So, last Sunday I wasn't here, and I took my wife up to see her dad, and I cut out early Sunday. I made it home by 11 o'clock from up in Oregon. And so I got in and I, you know, got situated, and then I went to my computer so I could go to church. And when I tuned in, there was, it was right at the beginning of prayer, and I believe it was Charles prayed for my safety on the road. And I was there and in my kitchen, and that's where my computer is, and I said, praise the Lord. Thank God already answered that prayer. So it was nice to be prayed for and sitting there nice and safe at the same time, knowing that it was already answered. And I did, on my way up, get in a little situation where there was in traffic in Reading, and I'm riding a pretty big motorcycle, and there was a traffic accident, and traffic was backed up for probably a good 4 or 5 miles on I-5. And on a big bike, it's hard to stop and start, stop and start. And then also, it's very hard on the motor. They're air-cooled, you know, to a point, and they need air. So and in California, it's legal to split the lanes and go up through traffic. So I was doing that. And a couple people cut me off purposely. You betcha. I watched them in their mirror. Yeah. And so after a couple episodes like that, when I was getting squeezed out, then I just said, well, you know, I'm going to have to ride the shoulder. So, which that's not what you're supposed to do. But at that, in that situation, I did what I had to do. But, you know, I could have been taken out by those guys, and that's, you know, that was their purpose. And it's just like Pastor John preached about last week, lawlessness, you know, the love of many shall wax cold. And so anyway, God protected me, and I moved on out of there safely. Now, another blessing I received was I was notified last week that I got two more jobs to do. That's a big praise the Lord, because there are not a lot of jobs flowing, but I got two more. And I know for a fact that I was not the lowest bidder. And, you know, God gave me favor with men, and he blessed us with some more work. And so he continues to do that. Now, is anybody curious about what I said I was blessed with in the parking lot? Okay. Now, I'd let you stew about that for a while, but, you know, the people on the internet, I'm going to let them know. So I felt like it would be more fair if I did that. So anybody guess what that could be, Pastor John? No, I've already had that, man. But that is a blessing. So most people think it's a car, right? So Charles has got it. How did you know, Charles? Oh, okay. I said it's life-sustaining. It's not a tree, but it's from a tree. Isaiah 55, it says he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater, right? The other one was Proverbs 31. What's that talk about? A virtuous woman. Well, that woman I'm talking about happened to be my wife, who was wise enough to plant these trees many years ago. And so I've got cherry trees, apple trees, peach trees. And I wasn't interested in that, but she did that. And then when I planted my garden, I figure I'm going to plant that thing, throw a little water at it, and I'm done. Pick the fruit. But no, she got involved and said, you got to do this and do that and do this and do that. And she's right. You can't just plant it and forget it. You don't. I mean, you get some, but you don't get what you should get. And so anyway, that's the blessing. So I do have a van down there that God gave me, and I'm going to, you know, I'm believing that he's going to fill that van up with people to go to church. And so I started driving that today. But in that van, I have an abundance of fruits and vegetables. So I want to give them to you after church. And I brought boxes and bags and everything. So there's enough to feed this whole congregation. So, and that's that life-sustaining power that Jesus, you know, puts out there. Yeah. And he makes the plants grow, and he produces the fruit. So anyway, that's my testimony, and many others. I just can't speak them all right now. Okay, so Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Be sure to pick up your blessings after the service, so no one can just go away. This is a prophecy that came from the state of Washington. And this is Sister Jeanette that is also working with us and helping us out with our books and so on. And she got this prophecy, I believe, Tuesday this week. And I will read it to you. This is what the Lord gave me. The last paragraph is what the Lord revealed to me for you personally. In the book of Job, the Lord infers, especially in one of the latter chapters, to say, learn of me by my creation. So this is a prophetic word first for everybody. This summer, we are like bees. The king is making honey in us, and we are the bearers of his honey. Unlike sugar that is manufactured with all of the nutrients taken out, we will spread out honey that is pure. Nothing taken out. People will witness the difference. And then this is a prophecy given to me as a pastor. You are a power tool to wake up the sleeping bride. My people perish for lack of knowledge. The power tool is knowledge. Mix this knowledge with my grace and love. Mix my words with warnings and grace. As you seek me, my words will become anointed and inspired. I will melt. I will melt men's heart because only I can do that. For this is the time of harvest. My visitation is upon my people, and now the window of the heaven is open to move quickly. So praise God for that, that God is going to be moving and doing some great things. We got some prayer requests here today that we're going to be praying for. And one here is, please pray for the hate crime bill that was put into the, actually the defense budget. And they tried to pass that. We pray for that. And then also pray that love, consideration and caring will be manifested in our ministry. The love of some has waxed cold. Now, I did not know we were going to get a prophetic word here from Sister Carol earlier today that simply said that we need to have a soft heart. But in this church, we need to pray, and in the ministry at large, that we have love, consideration and caring will be manifested in our ministry. Pray for finances for the ministry. We're still running short despite that a large gift was given last week. And then we have pray that God will destroy the works of the speculators in oil and food commodities. Oil got stuck at $68 a barrel last week. We would need to move that down. And then we need to pray for a lady that has colon cancer. Pray for Susan Davis, Yuba City. She's diagnosed with colon cancer, and the doctors will start chemotherapy in August. Her husband is Chris, and she and Chris are members of the BMF, which is a businessman's fellowship. So we're going to pray for them. And I thought about this. We have known the Davis family probably for maybe 3 or 4 years. And she's a very cheerful lady. And she had surgery about a month ago that took out maybe 5 or 6 inches of the colon. I don't know how much. And but now she has more colon cancer. And she's so probably only about 55 years old in that area. And I thought about when you get a disease like this, money means nothing. you know, cars, furniture, whatever it is, you're down to the brass tack, so to say. So let's come forward and let's have prayer for these different things. Sister Lois, I'm going to have you pray for the hate bill. We have Carol to pray for this. And we will have you pray for that. And we have this for you. So let's start out.
I also want to say that Javier, he just left. And I guess his wife called. She went to pick up his niece at the airport. And she's flying in from Mexico. The police are holding his wife and the niece, and they want him to come and prove who they are. So, anyway, I need to pray for that situation too. So, okay. Father God, we want to lift up first of all Javier as he's on the road to the airport, and that you would keep him safe, and also, Lord. We want to recognize that he's been faithful to be in church, study your word, and walking with you, Lord. And the situation with the wife and the niece, we commit that to you. We thank you, Father, that there would be no problems, that you would go ahead of Javier, prepare the way, and that there would be favor shown, and they would be out of there without a problem. And we thank you for that. And Lord, I want to lift up also Sue Davis to you and her husband Chris. Give them both peace in this matter, Lord. And we know that no sickness comes from God. We know who is responsible for that. So we come against the enemy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for healing for her body. And also we know that the soul needs healing. Because your word says that it is your desire that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So we thank you, Father, for helping her to see where she needs prosperity in the soul and healing in the soul, that her body might line up. So we pray for her healing. We rebuke every lie from the enemy. He's always there to lie about every nitpicking thing. And so we thank you, Father, for her to have clarity of mind. Your word says that it is your will that we have power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for moving them totally in the right direction. In their ministry, wherever you would have them to be, whatever you would have them to do. We know also that your word says that when two are married, they are one flesh. And so we thank you, Father, for healing for Chris and Sue Davis. They are one flesh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The first thing I'd like to say is, Sister Sue, remember that slander and a bitterness in the heart is the spiritual root of colon cancer. And we know you can rid it. He saved you once and he'll save you again. Cleanse your heart. And Father God, right now we pray that the speculators and the oil and the food commodities, they're doing everything they can to ruin the food and put that genetically modified product out on the market. And you, Father God, will save us from the harm. You say nothing harmful shall overtake us when we follow you. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that we can eat grass if we have to. But, Father, we thank you and praise you that you're going to take the works of the speculators in the oil and the food, and that you're going to destroy those works. You're going to destroy the works of the devil using those men. They're trying to destroy everything on the face of the earth that they can except their own people. And I guess they're going to live underground or something when they cut loose with all these things. But Father God, we thank you and praise you. We prayed that the oil prices would go down, and they went down. I think it was $10. And we're still praying that the prices go down, but the prices keep coming up. Show us our hearts and line them up with your holy written word. When enough people are praying, you're going to bring them down. When we have sin in our hearts, you won't bring it down. And we thank you and praise you for whatever you're doing. It's your judgment coming down on America and all over the world. We thank you for helping us. Show us our hearts and line them up with your holy written word. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, we lift up this hate crimes bill to you, Lord, because, Lord, you know that it is an evil bill and that it's designed to silence Christians and to stop us from witnessing, to stop us from preaching the word, to stop us from writing the word. In every way possible, they're trying to block your word from coming forth. Father God, we ask you to expose that bill to the senators, to the congressmen, that they will vote it down, that the conservatives will see that it is hidden in that defense budget, and that it will be uncovered, it will be exposed, and they will not vote for it. They will say, you rewrite the defense budget before we vote on it, and it will be done. Father God, we thank you that nothing can stay hidden from you, that you can expose everything that is evil or that needs to be dealt with, Lord God. And we thank you for that, and we thank you that you will do it. And Father God, I also lift up Dorothy Sharp. She's supposedly going in for cataract surgery in the morning, and she's quite frightened and bewildered. Father, she calmed down when I talked to her about her being healed by Jesus' stripes. And that we can put our faith in you, Lord, and trust in Jesus, trust in God and the Holy Spirit to heal us. And Father God, I fully expect her to be totally healed before she even goes to surgery. And if anything different happens, then I'll consider it your will. And then I ask that you be with the doctor's hands and be with him, that he doesn't do any mistakes and that she gets relief, Lord God. But we know that you heal, Father, and we're placing our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just want to bring before you the financial needs of our ministry. And we thank you that this ministry is yours and that you are the one in charge and you are directing our activities. And Father, we just know then because of that, that you are making provisions for all of our needs. You have directed us and led us to do the web streaming and to do all these other things that are such a great expense. And so we ask that you would fill in all of those needs. And we come against the enemy who opposes us. In Jesus' name, we command all curses to be broken and all evil actions that are hindering this financial support to come in. Father, we thank you that you are the provider and that you will do this for your glory.
Father God, as I spoke this morning about being in my kitchen and having been prayed for, that the prayer had already been answered before it was spoken. And Lord, we know that that's the same way it is with the finances for this ministry, Lord. The solution is on the way before we ever pray for it. And we operate, Father, according to your word in Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And Lord, so we believe it and we know it's on the way and we want to say thank you. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be born again, the opportunity to be set apart, the opportunity to be a witness, and to be evangelists, Lord, where it says, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. And so that's what we're doing with our ministry. So we thank you, Father, that we know that the resources are on the way always. And we want to praise your name for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you today. And, O Lord, like you had Natalia use the scripture on Psalms 91:14, I want to repeat that. Because we have set the love upon you, therefore you will deliver us. You will set us on high because we have known your name. We shall call upon you and you will answer us. And you will do great and mighty things. And you will be with us in trouble. You will deliver us, you will honor us, and with long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. And Lord, we pray that the love will be in our hearts. The love for one another, the love for those who are in leadership, the love for those who may be still weak in the faith, that we will lift them up. And there will be love in this body. It will be unity in this body. We'll be one in one accord, perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same judgment. And Lord, we ask you today to forgive us for any conflict, any strife, anything, O Lord, that should not belong in these temples. And we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for complete restoration, and thank you for creating us a clean heart, O God, a renew a right spirit within us. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank that we can come here as a church to pray. I thank you, Father God, for men and women that are standing around me, Lord, and praying and seeking your face. And we came here today, Lord, not because we had to, not to be recognized, but we came to worship you, to join forces together, to lift the name of Jesus higher and higher. And Father God, we thank you right now for that privilege. And we thank you, Father God, that we have a church, a people, Lord. We thank you for everyone listening to us right now and watching us. And we thank you for a move of your Holy Spirit today. And we thank you now for having answered every prayer spoken. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who believe that shouted, amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.